siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 22 kuNhlolanja 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Lanxa ibandla lezanu PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngesikhathi ikhankasela ukhetho luka 2013, iningi lithi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso.
Lokhu ebengenileyo akukhona owodwa umsebenzi asewuvulile, kodwa asebekwenzile ukuvala amankampani imisebenzi iphela. Abakufunayo kathesi ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zithathe izikweleti ze-RBZ zibe yizo ezizabhadala lezo mali ezazidlaliswa izanupiyefu.
Kodwa ibandla lezanupiyefu lithi zinengi izizathu ezibangela ukuthi umnotho welizwe ubhidlike.
Lokhu sobalula iZanu-PF nothing to do with the killing of the economy. It's a hand above iZanu-PF, isandleyo ebithi controller umkonomo. Yisho siloku sinxeba siloku sivala sifithizela sifithizela. Yikubona sesithi ngezimaseni le, sesifuna ukuthi kona umkonomo lo awube ezandleni zethu. Awubuswe yithi, akithi.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Lanxa ibandla leZANU-PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngesikhathi likhankasela ukhetho luka 2013, iningi lithi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso njalo amankampani aqhubeka evalwa ngobuningi njalo abanye belahlekelwa imisebenzi. Ngalokhu amabandla aphikisayo athi uhulumende weZANU-PF sokufanele akhulumisane lawo kudingwe amacebo okuhlenga ilizwe. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, utshele uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 ukuthi ngaphansi kombuso weZANU-PF, umnotho uzaqhubeka ubhidlika.
Sonke siyazi ngo-2013 kusiya kukhetho, iZANU yathembisa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ukuthi bona bangangena embusweni bazanikeza abantu imisebenzi eyi-2 million. Namhlanje lokhu ebengenileyo akukhona owodwa umsebenzi asewuvulile, kodwa asebekwenzile ukuvala amankampani imisebenzi iphela. Abakufunayo kathesi ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zithathe izikweleti ze-RBZ zibe yizo ezizabhadala lezo mali ezazidlaliswa izanupiyefu.
Liyake likhulume lawo yini amalunga edale lephalamende awezanupiyefu? Liwabuze khona ngapho ephalamende ukuthi ingaphi imisebenzi elayithembisa ilizwe.
Siyakhuluma laba kakhulu sibili ngoba uminister uMnangagwa sake sambuza ngalona lolu daba, wasithembisa ukuthi sike sime ngoba kule daba oluhle olubuyayo lalamhlanje lokuthi lilindile lolu daba. Esesikubonile yukuthi udaba olukhona ngolokuvala amankampani nokuthi bona babe belokhu bentshontsha imali yelizwe, izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zidubeka, bona abakwenzayo abakunika abantwana baseZimbabwe izithembiso. Izithembiso kazidliwa, sebehlulekile ukuthi bancedise ukuthi lize leli umnotho walo ufuduke.
Kuyini pho okumele kwenziwe makhumalo ukuvuselela umnotho?
Okukhona ukuthi izanu kayithiye ukubusa isehlulekile. Izizalwane zaseZimbabwe isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi sike siyekele ukuphelela ezandleni njengesepa. Izanu isenza umathanda phezu kwethu.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, ubekhuluma icingweni leNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. UNtungameli uphinde waxoxa lelunga le-Central Committee yebandla leZANU-PF uMnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena ovumayo layo ukuthi ngempela umnotho welizwe wamanga kuhle kodwa ziningi izizathu ezibangela lokhu.
Umkhonomi for sure awumanga kuhle. It's a fact, you don't need a degree or a professorship in robotic sciences ukuthi bekwazina our economy is in doldrums. Well, deflation right now, the economy even at 1.28% deflation. Into lezi, like engihlala ngokutsho, izinto ezibangelwa ngama-certain steps asonto eyenzakala overnight. ngabe sithatha ilizwe labana sathi zathatha lo mkhonomi umkhonomi umungeke ezandleni ubuse ezandleni zabona labana abantu abavele besibusa akula bandla elingena kupower libuse elifuna ukuthi bona izinto zingahambi kuhle ngoba liyakwazi ukuthi ona ukuthi livotele ukuthi lihlale kupower is because of the performances of into eziyabomkhonomi konoku nokuhlala kuhle kwabantu so lokhu kusho kwalula iZANU-PF has nothing to do with the killing of the economy it's a hand above even ZANU-PF isandleyo ebesicontrola umkhonomi yiso siloku sinceba siloku sivala sifithizela sifithizela yikubona sesithi ngezima seliningi sesifuna ukuthi kona umkhonomi lowo awube ezandleni zethu awubuswe yithi akithi ukwenzela ukubona sibe of what exactly is what is happening. But I think we're not in control at all. Yes, we can be the ruling party, but were we in charge of industry? And the answer is no. So, you know, I'm going to ask you to examine.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma, ilunga leZANU-PF Central Committee, ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtongamile Inkomo Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Indawo yeBulawayo Home Industries etholakala elokitshini leMzilikazi iqhubekela phambili ngokufundisa abesifazana imisebenzi yezandla ukuze bethole ukuziphilisa. Abanye babo ensukwini ezedluleyo bavakatshele elizweni laseGermany. Intathe zindaba yethu uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indawo yeBulawayo Home Industries isungulwe ngomnyaka 1963 elokitshini leMzilikazi injongo yokuyiqala kuyikutholisa abesifazane abaswela amathuba okufundela imisebenzi yezandla. Lanamhla lokhu lindawo ilokhu iphathisa abesifazane ikakhulu abafelokazi ukuba baziphilise ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla egoqela ukweluka besebenzisa izinto ezijiyeneyo. Umama uBeatrice Dube oleminyaka engama-54 yokuzalwa uthi ungena kunhlelo zeBulawayo Home Industries kumphathise kakhulu ngemva kokutshona komyeni wakhe ngomnyaka ka-2013.
Ngeminyaka emibili ngithunga labanye omama lapha eHomeland. Kuyangincedisa kakhulu mina ngoba ngumama obhujelwe ngubaba ngo-2013. Imali yezisaka ngiswele. Ngiwuthenga ukudla ngesiza khona. Kuyangiphathisa kakhulu engibe. Njalo kangilasizungu sokuthi ngibe ngicabange ezinye izinto. Ngitshone ngisixoxa labo mama sithunga ngomsebenzi wethu siyaphambili.
Umama uJoyce Banda uthi uqale ukusebenza eBulawayo Home Industries ngomnyaka 1986 okutsho ukuba uleminyaka engama-20 lethoba munye munye 29 ekulindawo. Uqhubekele phambili wathi abantu abakhe ubakhulise ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla khona lapho eBulawayo Home Industries. Ikanti lanamhla lokhu lokhu esenelisa ukuzinakekela loba nje abantwana sebekhulile esezela abazukulu.
Ngibone lapho ngo-1986. Abantu abambazalele khonapha abangu-2 namhlanje sebekhulile abanye i-last bond silomntwana kuzibakhathesi abantu abambawondlile mbawondlele khona lapho eBulawayo Home Industry kuzibakhathesi lokhu esisebenza lunilala lami futhi esingenazondla ngiyazibhadalela irenti lokudla khonapha e-Home Industry.
Impahla ezilungiswa endaweni yeBulawayo Home Industry zithengiswa khona lapha kwele Zimbabwe kanye lakwamanye amazwe. Njalo ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula abanye omama abasebenzela khona eBulawayo Home Industries bavakatshele elizweni laseGermany ukuyabukisa imisebenzi yabo emcimbini obizwa ngokuthi Ambient Basket Case 2 Fair. Lo mbukiso uqhutshelwe edolobheni leFrankfurt kusukela mhlazili-13 kusiya mhlazili-17 kuyona le inyanga kanhlolanja. Umama uPaulina Ndebele uchaze ukuba lapha bekubikiswa izitsha, ingcebethu kanye lamaqhaga alungiswe kusetshenziswa ilala lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Ifruit basket le ithungwa ne-twisted sisal phasi siyafaka ingqondo. Lokhu ngokwamaperfume kusebenzisa ilala, siyafaka amaperfume lawa ngokwamaperfume akho. Ithungwa nelala. Ishepu yakhona ibe ngeqhaga.
Omama bahambe embukisweni waseGermany bahambe endawonye nabanye benza imisebenzi efanayo abaphuma endaweni yeBinga besebenzela eBinga Craft Center. Njalo uhambo lwabo lube khona ngemva kokuthola usekelo lwemali oluvela kunhlanganiso ye-European Union isebenzisana lezinye inhlanganiso ezigoqela i-British Council, i-Alliance Francaise kanye le-Zimbabwe German Society. Lo mbukiso waphetsheya uze ngemva kwamaviki amabili kuphawulwe ngokusemthethweni umbukiso ofanayo khonapha edolobheni lakoBulawayo endaweni ye-National Art Gallery. Wona uqukethe imisebenzi yenhlanganiso ezigoqela i-Binga Craft Center, eyeBulawayo Home Industries, eyeLupane Women's Center, eyeziyenzele Foundation etholakala edolobheni leMasvingo kanye le-Step Trust etholakala eWonder Valley. kukhona njalo imisebenzi ehlanganelwe ngabaphuma kuzo inhlanganiso zabomama ezakuleli kanye lesizalwane selizwe le-Germany. USebastian Heckner yena osebenzisane labe-Binger Craft Center kanye lesizalwane selizwe le-France uMatali Crasset osebenze ndawonye labeBulawayo Home Industries. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe elisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ngilelunga le-MDCT uLwandlo Lubanzi Ndebele. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ndebele.
Ngiyabonga njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Umnotho oqhubeka usonakala ngamandla, imisebenzi kayitholakali.
Mina ngikhangeli lapho okwakuthiwa kuzawuba le misebenzi khona. Into in 2 million, but okukhanyayo kathesi ukuthi imisebenzi ilokhu iswelekala isiyaphambili, amakampani ayavala, ngenxa yokuthi i-economy yethu vele kathesi ayisasebenzi. So bona labo abele msebenzi isimlutshwane, and you know at the end of the day sebe open to abuse, you know, even i-rumination yangkhona ayisikho right, ngoba uyabukwazi ukuthi awula enye indawo lapho uzasebenza khona. Uya accept ama-conditions akhona.
Kuyini okungenziwa ukuvuselela umnotho Ndebele?
First of all, ama-coffers wona e-government ekahulumende wona abe strong, ukuthi aze abe strong ama-coffers lawo, ngoba ama-coffers lawo yiyo ayenza ukuthi roll out ama-program to empower or even to rescue some of these companies. Not a lot of money is going to the government coffers ngenxa yokuthi kube corruption. Mina nginomngani wami kathesi ube le company, zisenza ama-centis, zisenza lokuzithi iminyana. Bafika bezindra, bafika bathi wena ulesikwelede kuthiwa esetax 9,000, amaphepha akho kalunganga 9,000, bhadala kathesi, of which imali angayenziyo yena vele engxenye nge-3 months. Yena wasesithi hayi, basemsithi ukuthi sikuxolele, sinike okuyi-500 sihambeni. So the end of the day, ikampani yakhe ayisangenanga ku-system, ayisabhadali ama-tax, abadalali abana sebezithathela imali, sebezifakela esikhwameni. So imagine ukuthi so many companies like that across all the sectors, that is happening. So now we first of all need to arrest such things so that we make sure that imali ingena kuhle kuma-coffers government. Angikakhulumi even ngendaba zama-minerals ukuthi i-gold, ukuthi i-diamond, ukuthi kuhambe njani, ukuthi imali zangikhona ezizuzakala khonapho ama-royalties or even ukuthengiswa kwangikhona, ukuthi kube ngama-risk package for amankampani la. Ngakhangela ibhiskiti lakolobel kathe lezibhiskiti elivela e-South Africa, ngike ngakhangela amabhiskiti avele eZambia. Uthole ukuthi amabhiskiti avele eZambia athengiswa nge-3 rand. Ibhiskiti elivela koBulawayo elinye lona vele layi 3 rand 50 ngayikhulumisekte. Kothi ibhiskiti amabhiskiti, the same packet of biscuits that's coming from Zambia has traveled thousands of kilometers to come here. What it only simply points out is ukuthi abantu ama-factory aseZambia, they are manufacturing cheap. Ama-factory ase-South Africa, of which thina we are now a mass consumer of goods of South Africa.
UMongameli Mgabe Ndebele usefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa engu-91. Lokho esembusweni njalo akula sibonelo sokuthi engachiya intambo zombuso. Uthini ngalolu daba njengomuntu osakhulayo?
Mina ngibuyisise emdala, amavilaji libe uyile, and then even noma ungazikhangele kathesi nxa ehamba bayamphakamisa, nxa ekhuluma isipeech, even noma sekuthola graduate students are graduating in university, yasakwanisa ukuthi abakhethe konke on even a social level, what more on a national level when you are now looking at the fact that you are looking at matters of the economy, matters of the country. That is in the African Union. The African Union has its most, the biggest challenges it has ever had with regard to disease, Ebola, with regard to terrorism, Boko Haram ngale they are everywhere. With regard to Namasivo, Nakanilo Congo, Nakanilo Liberia, of which it can easily spread to the other countries. Now, my own meeting with the African Union, we need to be strong and we need to be alert, to be vibrant, to actually tackle some of these issues. Now, my own meeting with the meeting today. What more on an African scale? So I think it's not only important for Tunisia, Zimbabwe, but abantu abase Africa.
Abasakhulayo ndebele yibo abaningi kakhulu elizweni kodwa nxa sokuyiwa kukhetho okali vote ngobunengi okugcina mhlawumbe kusenqabela okulilethela inguquko elikhangeleleyo ungabatshiyela waphamazwi abasakhulayo
okokuqala ngaphandle kokurejista lathi fanele sibe le-some sort of activity le-interest ngokuthi kuyenzakalani ephalamente kuyenzakalani elizweni lethu masivota sihambe ekukhetheni sibe encourage ukuthi siyerejista sihambe siyekhetha abantu abasikhokhelayo ngoba isikasa thina yinto esihawulayo kathesi bengikhangele umongameli ebuya ehlelelela esithi bebuya bevela e-China kuthiwa ngahlangabezwa abantu leni 10,000 e-airport wabuya during the week. Manje yona kazibuzi ukuthi abantu abayi-10,000 bayenzani e-airport during the week, akumsebisi yini labo okwentanga bona labo akubasebisi yini ukuthi izizi phakathi kwezizi bakhona behlanganisa umongameli. Abanye kwamanye amazwe babengafiki yona leyi namba ngenxa yokuthi babesemsebenzini umeni baserunning amabhizinisi ngabo. So khonokho kuyatshengisa ukuthi thina ontanga yasisebenzisa.
Hhayi, siyabonga Ndebele, bekukuhle okuba lawe kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga nami nami.
Veli lalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo mnumzana lwandlolubanzi Ndebele ilunga le-MDCT. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyabonga Ntungamili. Kesizwe umculo wejaha lecholocho umxolisi Khulekani Mavundla yena ohamba ngegama elithi Zinja Ziyamluma ehlabela elobonakele umculi odumileyo kwele South Africa. Zigqibayiza lamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilaso. Lanxa ibandla leZANU-PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili, abanye bathi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso. Kodwa lona ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ziningi izizathu ezibangela ukubhidlika komnotho welizwe. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
have been listening to Studio 74 Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.